If you've been wondering about whether or not the cookware that you are cooking on every day is actually toxic and what you should be using instead, this episode is for you. Whether you're concerned about forever chemicals, aka Teflon, on your nonstick pans, or maybe you've been following social media accounts talking about heavy metals like lead and aluminum found in cookware, your head might be spinning a little bit and you're thinking, well, what can I cook with? Welcome to the Toxin Free-ish podcast. As always, I am your host, Wendy, an environmental toxins lawyer turned clean living coach, and this is where non-toxic living meets real life. This episode is going to be your stupid simple guide to non-toxic cookware. Seriously, everyone makes this way more complicated than it needs to be, and even I get overwhelmed in the rabbit hole of blogs and reels out there. So I'm going to give it to you straight. First, I'm going to talk about the worst options. These are the things you would never find in my kitchen, and these are the things that frankly shouldn't be in your kitchen either. I'm going to tell you why. And then I'm going to talk about what's better. What are the better cooking options out there? And this category typically has options that are more convenient. This is the convenience category. They're not as toxic as the toxic options, and they're way better, which if you follow me or listen to me, better is better, and better is something that should be encouraged and applauded. So I'll go over some of the drawbacks of some of these things so you can make an educated decision for yourself. And then lastly, I'm going to share the category that is the safest, least toxic cookware options, and honestly, some of the drawbacks on those too. When it comes to cookware, there's pros and there's cons to pretty much every single option I'm going to talk about. And then at the very end, I'm going to share, I'm so excited about this, a couple months ago, I purchased my absolutely favorite, convenient, completely non-toxic, completely non-stick pan, and I'm obsessed. I'm completely obsessed. It's brand new, and after 2 months of cooking with it, there's literally nothing. It's my everyday. I use it. Every single day, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Let's dig in. Okay, I'm going to start with the worst category. There are two kinds of cookware pans. I'm talking frying pans, like pots and pans, things that you're cooking with on your stove. There are two things that fall into the worst category. The first one is not going to surprise you at all. It's anything that is nonstick that is made with a PFAS chemical. PFAS chemicals, and most people know them as Teflon, that was one of the original forms. But PFAS chemicals, there's like 15,000 of them, scientists think, out there right now. They're called forever chemicals. And they're called forever chemicals because they persist. You literally cannot destroy them. These chemicals get into our body through our water, through what we're cooking in, through our makeup, anything that is waterproof, anything that's scotch guarded, stain resistant, our carpets, they're everywhere. And they're in our drinking water. And that's why one of the reasons why I say you really need to filter your drinking water PFAS. These forever chemicals is one of the main toxins that you're trying to get out of your water. So when you're cooking on them, those PFAS chemicals are transferring to your food, especially if you're cooking on a pan that is scratched in any way, shape, or form. These chemicals are endocrine disruptors. They accumulate in your body over time, and they lead to things like cancer, birth defects, heart disease. We have so much science showing how terrible these chemicals are. So I think it's really kind of a common sense thing that we don't want to be cooking our food on these pans. If you want a deep dive on PFAS chemicals, episode 24 takes you through what they are, where you can find them, and also the medical research on what it's doing to your body. So hop on over to that episode if you want to dive in deep on those. Now, avoiding PFAS chemicals on nonstick pans is actually a little tricky, and it's because of marketing, aka they're lying to you. So when you go into a store or you're online and you're shopping, you will see a lot of marketing for toxin-free non-stick pans, and it'll say free from or no PFOA or PFOS. Those are spelled PFOA or PFOS. Now, here's the thing. PFOA is really bad, but nobody uses it anymore. Since 2015, you won't find that on a nonstick pan. The EPA finally stepped in, and they got rid of it. So PFOA and PFOS are two of the worst known, most studied PFAS chemicals. And if those two things aren't on that pan, it means there's another one that is being used instead. It just has a different name. It's a different molecule, but it's pretty much the same thing. It's doing the same thing in your body. And what most companies are using is a chemical called PTFE. And actually, science shows it might actually be worse than PFOA and PFAS. So if you're looking at a pan and it says it is non-toxic and non-stick, and it has no PFOA and PFAS, that's actually a red flag, because you want to know what PFAS chemical are you using then. It is probably PTFE. And so the only way to know that it's not, that's not what's being used, is if you have a company that is telling you there are no PFAS chemicals, the whole category of these forever chemicals, and that will be spelled out PFAS. And so that's what you want to be looking for, just to make sure you're avoiding these forever chemicals. And by the way, this makes up like 90% of the nonstick pans out there. If you're just in a store, you're online and you're shopping, it likely has some kind of PFAS chemical in it. Okay, number two in this worst category, never ever use, is uncoated or unglazed clay. And I've seen some companies selling these. These are clay that don't have any kind of coating. And here's the thing, clay comes from the earth's surface. So it, I don't want to use the word naturally because we've polluted the earth's crust with some of these things, but it naturally has lead, mercury, aluminum, other toxic things in it naturally. And so if you don't put any kind of barrier between that clay and the food that you're eating, and clay is porous and it's migrating, that's not a good thing. So unless there's a company out there, which I have never found one, that is making clay that is unglazed and they are testing every single pot, which I doubt, that would just be stupid expensive. So I don't mess around. If it is a clay and it has no barrier and no glazing and no coating, that is a no for me. Now let's get into the better category. This is the convenience category. These are the things that don't have Teflon, PFAS chemicals at all. They're using something else entirely. And this is where all of the non-stick ceramic super popular options fits into. This is the better category. So we're talking about Caraway. We're talking about Our Place, Green Pan, these companies that are making toxin-free, this is their marketing, toxin-free non-stick options that are free of all PFAS. So if they're not using PFAS to make it non-stick, what are they using to make it non-stick? And while every company has their own proprietary blend of chemicals that they're using, most of them are coming from silicon dioxide. They're what we call quasi-ceramics. You're going to hear that a lot from people. And it's really interesting when you have a company and they're like, this is basically sand or diamonds. You see a lot of companies like, this is diamond. Green Pan calls their technology Thermalon, the Always Pan, it's Soul Gel, and every company has a mix of these things. And Soul Gel specifically is a precursor to ceramic. So if you were to put that at a really high temperature, it would turn into ceramic. But if you do it at a low temperature, you get this like non-stick coating. You've got some glass in there, some silica, things that are typically inert. They're things that are typically non-toxic. The fact that all of these companies use no PFAS is awesome. And so I understand the allure of these toxin-free non-stick pans. People love a pan that eggs slide around, and that's just a convenience issue, especially for people who cook a lot and just you want something that's easy to clean. I get it. I totally understand why these are so popular, and I have some of these in my home. I'll get to that in a second. Here are some of the drawbacks of these companies. The first one is there are ingredients in their coating that they're not disclosing. Every single one of these companies, to a certain extent, keeps their full recipe, I guess we'll call it a recipe, they keep it proprietary. And so we don't actually know everything that's in it. For example, I think Green Pan uses pigments. What kind of pigments do you use? And when you ask them, they say, well, it's food safe. Okay, artificial petroleum-derived food dyes are considered food safe according to the FDA. So are you using synthetic dyes? So things like that, where there are concerns about what else could possibly be in them. Another concern that has been raised about these toxin-free nonstick pans is nanotechnology. There is a study out there that shows that these companies are using nano titanium technology and that there is a possibility that these titanium nanoparticles can migrate into your food. And you don't want titanium dioxide in your food. You just don't. Now, I've only seen one piece of science that shows this. I don't really know if this is a thing. It was a little bit of a stretch when I read it, but it could be. This is one of those unknown things with new technology. I could literally wake up tomorrow and it could be all over the news where it says all of these nonstick toxin-free ceramic pans all use nano titanium dioxide technology and it's all in our food and now we should all throw those out. And that is just the way the world is right now. So as things are created, because we don't test for safety before things go to market, we, aka PFAS chemicals, we just don't know. So this is an unknown that's out there. So that's drawback number two. Drawback number three is the coating itself is not very sturdy. It will wear off. And so you're going to be replacing these pans way more often than any other kind of cookware that you have. You need to use medium to medium low heat. If you cook these pans with a high heat flame, you're going to burn that coating off and it's not going to be nonstick anymore. So you have to be really gentle with these pots and pans if you want that coating to last. Obviously, some companies are doing this better than others. Green Pan, for example. If you go to Target and you buy one of the cheapest green pans that is a PFAS-free nonstick coating pan, I think I bought one at one point and it was ruined in a few months. The cheap options are not going to last. Green Pan does have some really high-end options that have a coating that I think, based on how much I've used some of these things, if you really take care of your product, you could probably get it to stretch 3 to 4 years. I believe that in a realistic household, that's about as long as one of these pans is going to last as far as the coating goes. Caraway is another company that makes one that is sturdier than some of the other companies. I have Caraway baking pans that I love that I've had for years that are still working great, but I did have Caraway pans that had the nonstick coating that it basically came off and stopped being nonstick like a year and a half in. But Caraway replaced them for me. I called them, I told them they replaced my entire set. And that set has now lasted me a couple years. But I know I'm going to have to replace them. If I want to continue to use that kind of nonstick, I'm going to have to replace them in a year or two. And they're expensive. These pans are expensive to make. And so PFAS is cheap. These other technologies, these are not cheap. That's why you're going to pay more for them. And so it's just not a sustainable way to cook. I'm not going to continue to buy these things whatsoever. I have alternatives that now fall into the best category, which I'm going to talk about in a second. And so these are for people who really just want them for convenience and you're willing to pay the money and you're okay with the drawbacks because of the convenience of having something nonstick in your house that's not made out of PFAS. And you're good knowing you're going to probably replace these every 3 years. Let me ask you a question. Would you love to know how to read a label without being super confused about what ingredients you should be avoiding and which ones are clean? If you said yes, listen up. This is for you. I remember being that person standing in aisles at Target trying to read labels, and back then I had zero idea what I was looking for. I didn't know what a preservative was or an ethoxylated ingredient. It was all like reading a foreign language. But now that I'm a savvy label reader, I wanted to create a simple way to teach you how to read labels without being overwhelmed. That's why I created a resource I know you are going to love. It's a list of my top 25 toxins to avoid and my simple 3-step hack for reading labels. It's not just any hack. It's the exact same method that I use every single day to review products and read labels, and it's the same process I teach all of my students. With these 3 steps and a little bit of practice, you'll be able to tell within 90 seconds if a product is clean or not. I personally believe that everyone should have this skill. You can't be fooled by greenwashing and fancy marketing when you know how to look for ingredients you want to avoid. So whether you're just starting out on this toxin-free journey or you're a seasoned pro, this information is so valuable. And here's the best part. It's completely free. Just head over to www.toxinstoavoid.com. That's www.toxinstoavoid.com. Grab your download and start reading labels like a pro today. And if you're shopping at Target for cheap green pan, good luck making it an entire year. That's just was my experience. The second kind of cookware that falls into this better category is enameled cast iron. So these are the like Staub, La Creusot, these companies that are making cast iron products, and then they are putting ceramic enameling on top of them. There's been a lot of controversy. There's a lot of published reports about lead and cadmium leaching from La Creusot. And in fact, they have actually come out and said, yes, there are very small amounts of these heavy metals in our products, but they don't leach into food. And most of it's found on the outside, especially bright colors. When you're talking about enamel colored, like the bright oranges and the blues, that's where you're going to find more heavy metals because they're in the colorants that are being used. And so when it comes to enameled cast iron, this is the know your company category. So I love Staub. And there are some other companies that do test for lead and cadmium, and they are lead and cadmium free. And so you can be confident buying from those companies. But if you're going to go walk into Target or walk into a department store and you're going to buy enameled cast iron off the market, you have no idea if that company is meeting heavy metal standards. In California, there's limits on how much can be in your cookware and being sold in California. And so a lot of companies have had to figure out how to meet those minimum standards, but even it's there to a certain extent. So unless you're buying from a company that actually third-party tests and confirms and will tell you, yes, we are free of lead, free of cadmium, then these enameled cast irons, That's why they're better. They're in the better category and shop wisely. Now we're going to move on to the best category, which is the most fun because honestly, these best options, they're also convenient. They just might take a little bit of effort and have a little bit of a learning curve associated with them. But once you've passed that learning curve, they're so easy to use. And the best part, these are things that last forever. You literally buy and invest in a set of pans or pots and you keep them forever. So from a sustainability perspective, from an environmental perspective, these are going to be not only the best things for your health, but these are also going to be the best things for the environment. The first one is stainless steel, and this is my go-to. All of the pots, all the things that I really make my soups, I love these one pot meals that I do, stainless steel. So stainless steel is pretty much as safe as you can get. Now, there's a lot of information on the internet about nickel and chromium and how stainless steel is not actually non-toxic, but I'm going to debunk that real fast. A typical stainless steel pot, so the majority of what is on the market right now, is about 18% chromium and 8% nickel. So it's what we call the 18/8. And that's pretty much most stainless steel on the market. The primary metal in stainless steel is iron. Now, there have been a couple claims that the chromium and the nickel will actually leach into your food in toxic amounts. So I've read those couple studies that are out there, and interestingly, one of them was published by a company that makes non-stainless steel cookware. So always take a look when you're reading research, who funded this, what interest might they have? And here's what I found. You know, when you cook something, you might leave your pot on the stove for a few hours, depending on what you're cooking. These studies, in order to get the nickel and the cadmium to actually leach out of the stainless steel, they had to leave the pot cooking with something acidic for 20 hours. Do you ever do anything for 20 hours? I've never cooked anything for 20 hours. And that's how long it took to have to get some of this stuff to start leaching out of the stainless steel. So in my opinion, under normal cooking conditions, which is 99.999% of Americans, stainless steel is safe and it's not going to leach heavy metals into your body. Now, here's the thing. There are people that are really sensitive to nickel. I happen to be one of them. I can't wear earrings that have nickel in them. I like gives me contact dermatitis. My skin absolutely hates it. I'm super sensitive. So even though I am sensitive to nickel, I cook on stainless steel all the time and it doesn't bother me. However, I have come across people who are so sensitive to any amount of nickel that they have to cook on nickel-free stainless steel, which exists. You can get nickel-free stainless steel. I actually have some options on my toxin-free shopping guide. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it. All of that was completely overblown, and stainless steel is a really good, safe option. Now, a couple of people also say, hold on a second, stainless steel has an aluminum core or a copper core. But here's the thing. That's in the core. It's usually sandwiched between stainless steel layers, and it's not actually in contact with your food, so it's fine. I'm a big believer every single household needs to have a high quality set of stainless steel pots and pans, and all my favorites on my shopping guide, so you can go check them out after you're done listening to this episode, of course. Number two, cast iron. I love me some cast iron. I lived in Italy for 5 years, and man, those Italians know how to cook on cast iron. There are cast irons that have been passed down from generation to generation. And once you learn how to take care of a cast iron pan, it's completely nonstick. It's super easy to cook with, and it's completely toxin free. Now, here's the thing that comes up with cast iron. It can leach iron into your food. It does leach iron into your food, especially if you're cooking acidic things, tomato sauce, fatty things. So if you're somebody who has really high iron levels and that is a medical issue for you, you might want to avoid cooking with cast iron. And by the way, one of the things I tell people is something you should do is rotate the pots and pans that you use. So if you exclusively use cast iron all the time and nothing else, you might be getting too much of that iron intake. Now, if you're somebody who's severely anemic, that actually might be a good thing. But for most people, rotating, you know, use your stainless steel, use your cast iron. I'm going to talk in a second about carbon steel. So if you rotate and you're not cooking the same thing on your pot or your pan every single day all the time, then whether or not something is leaching a little bit of the things that we have been talking about becomes less of a concern. Now, I will say cast iron, the ones that we have in America, are super heavy. They're bulky. You have to learn how to season them and take care of them. Most companies will tell you to season them with seed oils, which I do not do. I use tallow or olive oil for mine. And there is a company that I prefer more than any other company, and that is Field. And the reason why I love Field cast iron is because it's the way you find it in other places. It's super lightweight and it's smooth. The surface isn't rough. It is a smooth surface. So if you really hate pulling out like a heavy cast iron pan out of your cupboard to put it on the stove, and or you're like me who I do own a heavy one and it would just stay on my stove all the time because I didn't want to put it away and then pull it out because it's so big and heavy. But Field makes lightweight, smooth ones. So if you've never cooked on cast iron, that would be a great first cast iron pan. I definitely wish I had one of those when I was pregnant. It came in really handy to not just have my big heavy one. But anyway, cast iron, love cast iron, super great to cook on. And then I mentioned carbon steel. So that's number three. Carbon steel is another, it's similar to cast iron. It is lighter. It's really good for woks. Chefs love them. You do still have to learn how to season them and take care of them. And you do need to be on the lookout for companies that are selling carbon steel that add a nonstick coating on top of it. So want to avoid that. And that's a lesson for all of these things, actually, because there are companies selling stainless steel and then they're adding a nonstick PFAS coating. So you got to just make sure you're reading. And when you buy something, make sure that company isn't adding a coating on top of it. Number four is 100% ceramic. So these aren't coated ceramics. These are made out of nothing but ceramic. So Extrema is a company that's really popular. There's some other ones as well. And you do have the same issues with the ceramic coating where you need to make sure you're buying from a company where there's not lead and other heavy metals because ceramic comes from the earth. Extrema is one of the companies that does test for all of that. I love baking in 100% ceramic. I don't love cooking. So I don't use 100% ceramic on my stove at all whatsoever. I think it's super inconvenient. It takes forever to heat up. It annoys me. I know some people love their 100% ceramic for cooking, and I just can't. Bakeware, though. I love having 100% ceramic for bakeware. Extrema is a company that I love, and so that's a good option. And while I'm talking about baking, glass. Glass is like the perfect bakeware. So just get yourself some glass. Okay, lastly, number five. I think it's number five. I bought myself a brand new, I splurged 2 months ago. I've actually been waiting a while for this company to release this frying pan so I could get it and I could test it. So the company Our Place, which is, they're the company that came out with that, what was that, 3-in-1, the Always Pan, where it did three things at a time. The nonstick coating on that does not last. P.S. by the way, I tested it. It didn't last very long. So I haven't owned anything from Our Place in a really long time since I bought that nonstick pan to test and did not have a good experience. But I heard rumors that they were coming out with a completely nonstick pan that had zero coating. And I was like, how is that even possible? So it finally came out. It is called the Titanium Always Pan Pro. It was $195 freaking dollars. And I bought it. I was like, I have to know what this is all about. So it is a aluminum on the inside. That's the core. So it's great for heating up. And then it has a solid titanium interior. And then it has a stainless steel on top of it. But it is like in a beehive shape. It's actually super cool. So it's titanium, but then it has weaved into it stainless steel that's in this really cool beehive squiggly shape. It's hard to explain. And because of the variety of surfaces and the way that it is built, it is completely nonstick. So there's no coating. There's no coating on top of it. It is just those three things. They are solid. They're solid stainless steel, solid titanium. And it works. It completely works. And it's virtually indestructible. This pan will last forever. And I love it. And now it's my favorite thing. It was well worth the money. The other thing is that my husband cannot cook on stainless steel. Like, I know all the tricks. You have to heat it up first. You have to let the water dance on it. That's when you know it's ready. You need to use a high heat oil, not something like a butter or an olive oil, something that's going to burn really quickly onto your pan. You need to use something like an avocado oil or a tallow or something like that. And then your stainless steel pan can virtually be nonstick. My husband could not figure that out for the life of him. So every morning I would wake up and we would have like frying pans with eggs stacked to the bottom, and he just hated them. So now we have this. It's nonstick naturally without a coating, and it works really well. And so that's what we use. That has been my go-to. That's my morning breakfast scramble. It's super easy. It's super convenient. And so I love it. And this is new to the market. It's the only one that exists, and I was pleasantly surprised. So there you have it. Let's wrap all that up real quick. If you're looking for toxin-free cookware, you're going to want to avoid anything with a PFAS chemical on it. So anything nonstick that is using a PFAS chemical, you want to avoid. You also want to avoid anything that is a clay that does not have a barrier, does not have a glaze on top of it. Your nonstick, non-toxic coated pans like your Caraways or your Green Pan, or your enameled cast iron like your Staub. The best options for your kitchen for nonstick cooking are going to be stainless steel, cast iron, carbon steel, or 100% ceramic. And the new kit on the block is the Always Titanium Pro Pan, and there you have it. I hope this was helpful. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you back here next week.